and WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Hawaii officials are now confirming at least 6 deaths in large wildfires burning on the island of Maui. The fire is not contained. ABC's Will Carr is on the ground in Maui, reporting how the flames raced toward the ocean in the old Hawaiian town of Lahaina.
Some residents reportedly running into the ocean to escape the flames. Lahaina, once the capital of the Hawaiian kingdom, with buildings dating back to the 1700s ravaged by the fire. Coast Guard rescuing at least a dozen people from the waters. The state's acting governor issuing an emergency proclamation to all of Maui.
Fires are not completely contained, and there's still fear that the fires would go into different communities.
Will Carr, ABC News, Maui.
The Army and Navy are assisting with fire containment on Hawaii's Big Island. President Biden has ordered all available federal assets on the islands to help with the response. Travelers are urged to postpone travel to Maui. This is ABC News. Not the kind of anniversary you want to celebrate. The writer's strike, officially 100 days old as of Wednesday. ABC's Jason Nathanson.
It's a shameful anniversary, says Chris Kaiser and David Goodman, co-chairs of the Writers Guild Negotiating Committee. And it appears there's no end in sight. A brief glimmer of hope last week when the writers and studio reps met for the first time since before the strike started, but talks are not on again.
I'm very hopeful for end in sight, if it's fair.
John Hoffman is the co-creator of Only Murders in the Building. He tells me the 100-day anniversary.
I don't want to say that I expected it, but I don't find it too unexpected either.
His show up for a bunch of Emmys, which might be moved from September to next year because of the strikes. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Billy Porter says he is selling his home due to the financial toll of the writers and actors strike, saying it's unclear when he'll be returning back to work. The actor says he was supposed to be starring in a new movie and also a new TV series starting in September. Right now, both are not happening. Singer-songwriter Sixto Rodriguez has died at 81. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media weather team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. And it's like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful.
Wow.
I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Thoughts on our social media channels, wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels, wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels, wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels, wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels, wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels, wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels, wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels, wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels, wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels, wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels, wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels, wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels, wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels, wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels, wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels, wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels, wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels, wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels, wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels, wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels, wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels, wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels, wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels, wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels, wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels, wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels, wherever you
are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are.
Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over. So I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
I mean, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed. So I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope they don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Oconomowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 52 overnight under mainly clear skies. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow. High of 78. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely 58. Daytime highs approaching 82 Friday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. 79, sunshine mixed with clouds at times Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 64.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crute. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. He is Greg Bach. And that was, is that the Black Keys?
Yes, it was.
They have a song about Ohio?
They're from Ohio.
Oh, yeah. I did not know that. That makes more sense.
Yeah, it makes all the sense now. But you don't have to be from a state to
celebrate
sing about it.
Yeah. Plus, I just love the Black Keys.
I also love the Black Keys.
They're just so cool. I would walk out of a room if they walked into the room. Be like, I'm not cool enough for this.
That's how I felt about being in Toronto.
I'm too ugly for Toronto. Just too ugly for Toronto. The place is beautiful. So beautiful. All right, we were talking about something else. Sorry.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. We're talking about the big vote taken in Ohio yesterday. From the 608, pro-life people aren't as scary as the abolitionists. They openly want to criminalize women. That is what this is all about. John from the Fall says, for the most part, Republican politicians don't really care all that much about abortion rights or gun rights. These are just convenient issues for them to use to get more votes so they can stay in power and accomplish their real goals, staying in power and making more money on the backs of hardworking Americans, many of whom are either too lazy or not smart enough to think for themselves and actually pay attention to the issues.
Dang, spicy.
Dang, spicy.
You know, Tom brought up a really interesting point with his call in the last segment, which was the branding, the wording of these things. And the Republicans are always good at it. Like, they don't say, they don't call people like us pro-choice. They're like, you're pro-abortion. That hits. You're like, oh, that hurt. I mean, you're like, yeah, I'm totally pro-abortion if you need to get it or if you want to get it. But it also just sounds in context of a press conference. Like, they're really good at the messaging of what they stand for versus us, where we liberals tried to make as many words as possible to explain what we're trying to say.
Yeah.
Like I just did here.
Yeah. Well, if you're new to the conversation, we were talking about yesterday, Ohio's vote to keep the door open to codify abortion protections. They turned out, and, you know, what was surprising is no one knew what the turnout was going to be, which is also, I think, something to celebrate. In the same way, when we had such great turnout in Wisconsin for the Supreme Court race in April, which is, you know, notoriously low turnout when we talk about what the margins people have won by in the past for Supreme Court seats and nonpartisan races in the spring. So, like, another takeaway I have from this is just the fact that they did this on purpose. They did an August vote thinking that there would be low turnout.
Absolutely.
And there wasn't. And it also, I mean, it was 57-58%.
It was 57%.
57% yeah. And in Ohio, that is a big margin. I think it was 15 points that they passed yesterday on issue one, which was a ballot initiative that asked voters if they wanted to raise the threshold for amending the state constitution from a simple majority, so 50% plus one, to 60%. And it wasn't explicitly about abortion rights, but this was they only introduced doing this after the fact that there is going to be a ballot measure in November that Ohioans are scheduled to vote on an amendment that could protect abortion, where as of right now in Ohio, as far as keeping track of what is legal where when it comes to abortion rights, they have their law right now. There has a 6-week abortion ban. It is also currently going through the court cases and so are going through the court. And so because there was one judge who overturned that, so there is messiness happening with what the law currently says. But if this passes in November, it doesn't matter. It overrides what the court case is. And so, but what's interesting about this is that with 57%, and granted, this vote yesterday was about democracy. It was about direct democracy and being able to continue to vote on these things and have the threshold only be 50%. But it's also an indicator that potentially, I mean, if this ends up going in November, now that this is going to happen in November, if not only they pass this, but then if they pass the change to the Constitution to protect abortion rights in November with 60%+ anyways, like, what does that say?
Well, I mean, it's just the point is like these Republicans are feeling Charlie Brown. They're like, we're going to kick this football. Like, no, we're going to take it away every time. And I wonder if there are any GOP members, any pollsters are like, you guys are losing this hand over fist in every state who does this. Just, like, don't.
Yeah.
But, of course, they're not going to. We've been talking about this for so long. So. Yeah.
Well, and we'll talk about this. Let's take a call right now, but then it looks like we have some more calls coming in, and I also want to talk about other states that are thinking about doing this, so maybe they will change their mind.
844-967-2789. Karina, thanks for joining us. We only got about 2 minutes, Karina.
Okay, I will be real quick, and I think that nobody should tell anybody what to do with their own life and their own body, and especially government, especially doctors. If I'm coming to a doctor and ask to remove a tooth, will they say, no, this is illegal? No, this is my body, and I'm going to decide what to do with my body and my life. And those old men who's sitting there, they have no idea how my body works. They introducing a camera I can swallow so they can figure it out whether I'm pregnant or not. Not even knowing that my stomach doesn't connect to my uterus. So please, for crying out loud, leave it alone to a female.
Who was that again? Was that someone in Ohio?
I will look that up. But Karina, you're absolutely right about that. That he thought, you could swallow something.
You could swallow a camera.
Because it's going to show whether or not you're pregnant, even though your uterus is not connected to your stomach.
Sometimes as a man, I feel so dumb by proxy. So dumb by proxy.
Thanks, Karina, for
being here. Thanks for the call, Karina. I forgot who, let's look at the break, who that was, but I remember when it was like, excuse me, what?
Let me guess, he was in his 60s or 70s.
All right, when we come back, we will take your calls, we will read your texts, and also we will run through the other states that are considering changing the goalposts, but maybe this will change their mind. Maybe not.
It won't.
Maybe not, but love to hear from you, 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Deadly and dangerous wildfires forcing evacuations of thousands on the island of Maui. Several people have died, dozens others injured. Flames tearing through Lahaina, a popular resort town, destroying entire neighborhoods and burning the oldest and largest banyan tree in the entire country.
This whole area, that Lahaina area, there's really only one way and one road that goes in and out. So it's very, very challenging just to get around there. It's on a normal day, you have a ton of traffic. Now in this situation, and these folks who were trying to get out of there were describing the scene where they were stuck on the road as fire sort of enveloped them on each side of the road. It was incredibly scary and so difficult to evacuate and get people out.
ABC's Gio Benitez reporting in Maui. State of emergency has been declared and the lieutenant governor is urging all visitors with travel plans to Maui to postpone them. This is thousands of vacationers are trying to get off the island. This is ABC News.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. He is Greg Bach. And we are talking about the vote from last night in Ohio on issue one and the overwhelming turnout for early voting, for day of voting, in response to vote no, that no, we do not want to change our threshold to change our ability to change the Constitution from 50 to 60%, and thus setting themselves up to probably, won't know until November, to protect abortion rights, because that is a ballot measure that is up for Ohioans in November. So there we go.
But
did you, Jane, did you figure out who was it that thought you could just swallow a camera and could find out if you could, you're pregnant or not?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, meet State Representative Vito Barbieri.
I'm sorry, did he just walk off the set of Welcome Back, Kotter?
Who asked if a person could swallow a tiny camera so a doctor could conduct a remote gynecological examination about the safety of telemedicine abortion. For the record, and this is from Salon.com, swallowed objects don't actually end up in the uterus.
No. They do end up in your colon.
This is very weird. We found a baby in your colon. I want to know. There's something
about
that.
Viable? Is that viable?
I would say that.
There's some poops sometimes that are the size of babies.
Okay.
Sorry, I had to.
I would say Vito Barbieri is not viable. But the point is, the telemedicine. Does he think that abortions? I'm confused by the sentence. Does he think like they can give abortions over the computer?
No, I think it's more about checking to see if she's pregnant. By having
now, I feel as dumb as Vito Barbieri. Wow.
Yeah.
I forgot that human existed until right this moment. Thanks, Karina.
But it's interesting because it'll be in succession of how many states have been able, in Wisconsin, unfortunately, we cannot do this because we do not have direct referendum unless it's been passed two times or in two different sessions by the legislature, like it was this year for the change to our Constitution with bail. So that, this, if you'll remember back earlier this year, there was multiple statewide referendums. Two were binding. One was not. The two that were binding that had to deal with bail were only up to a vote because they had passed twice in the legislature. So that's the only way that in Wisconsin we get to have direct democracy, right? In other states, that is not the case. You get enough signatures. You can get it on the ballot. California is very famous for this, and they get it all the time. And, you know, there's arguments, I think, for some people on whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, because it's just another way for a lot of money to be involved. Because if you knew, maybe not surprised by this fact, but guess who was a huge funder of trying to get issue one passed in Ohio?
Is his name Dick?
His name is Dick.
Huh.
Last name, Uline.
Yeah.
The guy who lives in Illinois, spends a lot of money on Wisconsin politics, and apparently now Ohio politics as well.
And I have to say, I thought it was just hilarious because I can't remember which Ohio representative was screaming about all this outside money coming in to defeat this, you know, this issue. This is terrible. And then we have, of course, Dick Uline, who is funding it.
Well, and there was a lot of DC money. There was other groups that were funding to vote no on it. Like the first time I think I heard about this, Crooked Media, Pod Save America, the different podcasts I listened to, they were advocating like vote no. But this is the world we live in now, right? Yeah. Like there is money on both sides. There is outside money that's going to influence our Supreme Court races, ballot initiatives in Ohio. Like this is the world that we live in until we actually have campaign finance reform. But what's interesting, so other conservative-led states have been looking to take a page from Ohio's playbook and raise the barrier for voter-led initiatives, including Florida. Florida Republicans have weighed raising the state's threshold for constitutional amendments from 60 to two-thirds majority. Missouri GOP lawmakers failed to raise the state's threshold to 57% in the waning days of their last legislative session. Arkansas, Idaho, North Dakota, and Oklahoma all also considered plans to raise fees, increase the number of signatures needed to get on the ballot, and impose other hurdles limiting voters' power to override abortion restrictions. And Republican lawmakers have made similar efforts to toughen standards for ballot initiatives after voters in several red states opted into Obamacare's Medicaid expansion. And so again, instead of listening to the people, the choice becomes, let's just change the rules. And why are we putting up with this? And because the thing is, it frustrates me because it becomes clear on single issue matters. Things are so much more gray when you actually talk to people, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And where people land, even if they identify as a Republican, but there's certain issues that they care about more. Same thing as a Democrat. There's certain issues that they care about more. And when you go issue by issue, there's more nuance in that. But then when it comes to having a two-party system and the way that things are set up, you vote, you know, so many people just vote party lines. So it's like, to a certain extent, we have to own it, right? In so many ways, keep putting people in positions where their goal is just to stay in power, so much so that they will take away part of your right to vote.
And the people who vote for them, they don't realize how dangerous it is for them, because for them, they'll say things like, well, I don't want an abortion and I don't like abortion, so I'm going to vote for this person. But what they don't know is that this person now is vote. I mean, and they're not realizing, if they're not paying attention to the news, that they're voting to take away bits and pieces of their freedoms as far as the process goes. And that is what we reap when we sow these things, because or so reverse that. But like, it's so frustrating because you just want to say like, look, they want you sit here with your freedom T-shirt on, with your all your
don't tread on me,
your American flag bumper stickers and your all this stuff. But the people that you vote for are actively trying to take away your freedoms. But they'll say things like, but these are the things I agree with, so I'm fine with mm-hmm. it. Well, that's fine for at this now. Point. And then what happens next? And then what happens next? And then what happens next? Until you're pushed into a corner.
Well, it's arguably what happened with abortion, right? Like, there was a lot of Republican women who had no problem voting for Trump, voting the way that they voted for a long time until Roe got overturned. And I'm guessing there was a fair amount of Republican women who voted for Janet Protasiewicz in April.
Yeah.
Because now it affected them.
Absolutely.
I know someone who is now ex-partner, didn't care about politics, didn't want to talk about politics. The moment that Roe got overturned, she turned into a different person. Mm-hmm. And what led to like a lot of fights was like, well, you didn't care about this before, and now all of a sudden you do, because it didn't affect you before, but now you feel like it does. Like, that's the thing, is they push you into a corner, and I don't want to say we've got them on our side, but it just feels like, why don't you get there before this has to happen? Before the threat happens, at least. See that this is what's coming on the horizon, because this is what's been happening state by state by state. But I don't know.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Cindy from Appleton. Good morning, Cindy. What do you think?
Well, hopefully all of what you're talking about is a sign that maybe some people are starting to finally wake up and smell the coffee. Because like you say, what affects one affects us all. And when it comes to abortion, a lot of men don't really understand. This affects them as well. It takes two people to make a baby. So, yeah. You know, it's not just affecting a woman.
Yeah.
Well, and I guess too, Cindy, along that line, what has always bothered me about this are all of the penalties for abortion now land on the woman. Like you said, this isn't a solo activity. There should be, if we're going to force women to have babies, then we have to force men to pay their child support.
Which, but to be fair, there are also laws that are forcing that, which the burden will always fall on the person who is, as I say this, as a pregnant person right now, who has had a fairly easy pregnancy, but still, this is not fun. Like, even when this is easy, like, I had heartburn. I didn't sleep last night. I am getting to a stage where I am very uncomfortable, and I'm very, very, very excited about being a mom and having this baby. And this is not like a joyride to be pregnant and the stress that it puts on your body. And so the burden, no matter what, will fall on the person who's pregnant. And to force someone to do that is immoral, period. Thanks for the call, Cindy.
Thanks a lot, Cindy. 844-967.
I love it when you get fired up.
2789, West from Middleton, checking in. I'm cautiously optimistic that people are tiring of these state legislators having no accountability to the voters of their respective states. And the long game is going to be bad news for the GOP.
The And I don't disagree with that, and I hope that's the fact. But then comes the next part of the puzzle, which is the work to replace them, which people aren't always willing and have the time to do. Finding good candidates, and I'm not even talking about replacing the Republicans with a Democrat. I'm saying like maybe you find a Republican who's like, no, I'm gonna like someone who's like, I identify as a Republican, I believe in these things X, Y, and Z, and I feel like I'm more of the people than them. It's really hard to find good candidates. It's incredibly hard to get them up on the podium, and it's even harder to get them elected because we all see the numbers of reelection rates throughout the country on various elected positions. So,
yeah, the strength of incumbency is very strong.
Yes.
Partisan primaries are leading us to be our candidates to be more and more extreme because as is gerrymandering, as far as the polarization between the people who end up getting elected and the ability for someone who is more moderate to win in a primary to then be able to build compromise. Like I said this yesterday, I was answering different questions on TikTok and stuff like that, and someone's like, will the change of the liberal Supreme Court expedite legalizing marijuana in Wisconsin? And I go, potentially indirectly, only because if we got new maps, maybe
yeah,
the Democrats get majority. Probably not. But maybe we also elect some more moderate Republicans who understand why this is good for the state and actually get some movement going on there. And in that way, that's the only way that the court affects.
It's a long road.
It's a long road. But I think that's the thing. It's like getting people getting back to a place where it's like actually like compromise instead of no apologies. You're either with us or you're against us, and it's winner take all.
And if you don't agree with me, you're less than.
In that sense, everybody loses in so many ways.
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, that's the thing is like you can do your duty by going to the polls and telling your elected officials how you feel, and that's great. I'm glad Ohio did that, as well as other states. But then the work has to take place, which is the election process
and the recruitment process.
Well, which is just so difficult. The popcorn cake is.
Would you ever run?
No. Oh my
Shane,
god.
Would you ever run?
No.
I am too. I've always said this. I've said this since I worked in politics. Is I like being the person behind the person. Mm-hmm. I like helping. I don't want to be the person who has to feign excitement and shake hands and act like I'm happy to be there.
Because you hate small talk.
I hate small talk.
844-967-2789. John again checking in from the Falls. Very famous quotes. First they came for the socialists. I didn't speak out because I wasn't a socialist. Then the trade unionists, and I didn't say anything because I was not a unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out because I'm not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. So John says, regardless of whether you call them fascists, Republicans, autocrats, this is what they do. Their game plan is to divide and conquer. Worked great for the Nazis in the 30s and 40s. They have already gone after unions, socialism, women's rights. Now they're going after immigrants and the LGBTQ community. What Republicans who support these MAGA people don't realize is once they've isolated all these other groups, they're coming for you next.
Yeah.
Strong text to end on.
I love it.
All right. When we come back, we're going to move on. Greg's had his roundup for the week.
Oh, great.
You got some jokes for us today?
Jokey jokes.
All right. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media weather team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear overnight with lows around 52. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow. Highs level off around 78. Overcast tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 58. Low 80s Friday with a chance for scattered storms. Upper 70s, sunshine mixed with clouds at times Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now 63.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
What did I miss? Virginia, my home sweet home, I want to give you a kiss. I've been in Paris meeting lots of different ladies. I guess I basically missed the late 80s. I traveled the wide, wide world and came back to this.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And now it is time in the week on Wednesdays when we get Greg Bach's roundup of headlines. Take it away.
The Badger Times Journal Report or Greg's Roundup. Three or four headlines you probably saw but definitely didn't read. We're going to start with Feel Good World News.
Okay.
Timothy Lindsay Shattuck, 54, and his canine companion Bella were rescued after 3 months at sea by a Mexican tuna trawler. What happened when they happened to spot their stricken vessel in the vast expanse of the world's largest ocean? And it got me to thinking, is the Pacific Ocean the largest ocean, Kristen?
I think so, yes.
I mean, isn't the largest ocean the ocean? Isn't there just one ocean? Can't we all be together? It really makes you think, man, who are we but a rock swimming in the largest ocean of all, the universe? Anyways, Tom Hanks is going to play the dude in another Castaway movie. Let's see here. Florida news.
Oh, great.
Florida news. Tampa Mayor Jane Castor made a big catch while fishing the Florida Keys with family late last month, spotting and hauling in a package containing 70 pounds of cocaine. It's a lot of cocaine. Or as a British actor once said, cocaine. With an estimated street value of approximately $1.1 million.
So she fished it in?
She fished it in, pulled it. And there's like, yeah, it's hilarious. Which, here's the thing is, I think Florida should change their state motto from In God We Trust, which, by the way, pretty basic Florida, okay? Change it from In God We Trust to Land of the $1 billion lottery ticket and free range floating blow. So,
yeah, and that $1 billion ticket was sold at a Publix.
One ticket. In Florida.
Yep.
Must be nice.
I hate Florida. Let's see here. Hollywood hot actor news. Megan Fox will release a book this fall, but not a memoir or a gritty novel. Miss Fox will be releasing a book of poetry, and I think I can gather the main topic from the title of the book, which is called, and this is for real, Pretty Boys Are Poisonous. And if this is the case, Miss Fox, might I suggest non-pretty boys, funny boys, chunky boys, boys who love Lego. And I can tell she's really getting into the poetry vibe because when asked about the theme of the book, she said, I spent my entire life keeping the secrets of men. My body aches from carrying the weights of their sins.
Is that a poem or was that her?
Her real answer.
That
her
was an answer.
Her answer. And I'm just going to reiterate, Megan, listen to me. Chunky, funny, Lego boys. We are all you need. Trust me.
Stay away from the pretty poisonous ones.
Seriously.
Pretty boys are poisonous.
We'll eat your leftovers. We'll cuddle you good. You will never be bereft of a foot rub.
Good word.
Thank you. And then finally, last one here is, let's see. Okay, cool. Last one of the of my news roundup. President's child news. 80 years ago, then U.S. Navy Lieutenant and future U.S. President John F. Kennedy, don't know if you heard of him, heroically swam between Pacific Islands to help save the crew of his torpedo boat that had been destroyed by a Japanese warship during World War II. On Wednesday, his daughter, Caroline Kennedy, now U.S. Ambassador to Australia, recreated a portion of her father's feat, swimming about three quarters of a mile, 1.2 kilometers, in some 30 minutes between two tiny palm fringe islets in the Solomon Islands. That's right. You heard it here, folks, on the Badger Times Journal Report, a subsidiary of Asgo's Wisconsin News Corp. A person went swimming. And CNN had to tell us this. The only reason why is because of Kennedy, and we were just waiting for something to happen.
We were like, did she get eaten by a shark?
No, she's fine.
She's fine.
She's fine.
Her and Robert F. Kennedy just were swimming together because, you know, RFK is still alive. Wait, who's still alive? No, John Jr.
John Jr. is still alive. RFK Jr. is definitely alive and certainly running for president.
Oh, my God. So that is your weekly roundup, the Badger Times Journal Report. Three or four headlines you probably saw but definitely didn't read.
Good job, Greg.
Thank you
well
very much.
Well done, Mr.
Thank you.
Box.
That was
well
a good
done.
One.
I'm trying to think of which follow-up questions I have. The Blow reminds me, did you guys ever see Cocaine Cowboys, the documentary about the drug cocaine trade in Miami in the 70s, 80s?
No.
First of all, it's a great documentary, but it was similar to that, where basically cocaine was coming up from Colombia, and they would just drop it in the ocean, and it was some guy's job to go get it and take it back. And like that documentary is wild.
That is actually reminiscent of what they did during Prohibition, too. So
yeah.
They would bring alcohol down from Canada, drop it in international waters where the U.S. had no jurisdiction, and people would just go boat out and pick up this booze and bring it back and do what they needed to do. There was great documentary about Ken Burns' Prohibition. Great one. One of his shorter ones, about 6 hours. there's a lady who talks about the fact that, like, one day there was a bust or something, and then all of a sudden all this alcohol just comes floating up to the shoreline, and they're like, we found a bunch of booze. She's like 80. She's like, we found alcohol, and it was great. We had a party. We did some Charlestons. And then I let a man touch my ankle.
Speaking of alcohol, Old Style Beer.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Is bringing production back to La Crosse.
Yep.
It's a homecoming.
Yep.
The company will move several of its production lines to City Brewery, the new name of the old Heilemann plant. Pabst, which owns the brand, is already planning the celebration for November at the world's largest six-pack. And now Old Style is near and dear to my heart because that was the our wedding invites. We took an old style can and made that. And like instead of saying Old Style, it said Our Style because we had a fairly untraditional wedding. But the initial reaction is because Chicagoans and the Cubs have very much appropriated Old Style as their beer. But I feel like this now is a declaration. Old Style started in La Crosse. It is a Wisconsin beer. It is not a Chicago beer. And I'm embracing this homecoming.
Reason number 2,895, why the Cubs suck.
They can't have anything of their own.
No, they can't. They can't.
Is there a team you hate more than the Cubs?
The Cardinals.
Oh.
The Cardinals, because they're just so good. And they're sucking right now, and I don't trust it.
Do you trust that the Brewers are doing well?
I trust that we're doing well in the worst division.
Got it.
And the fact that the Reds aren't beating the snot out of us in the standings is beyond me. We're one game above, and I don't get that. But don't worry, folks. When the weather gets crispy, when the cold comes in, we will definitely crap that bed.
Well, on that note, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. When we come back, a very popular video game is taking it upon itself to teach kids about the Holocaust. How do you feel about it? 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Mr. Jefferson, Alexander Hamilton, Mr. J.
Jefferson, welcome home. Mr. Jefferson, welcome home, sir. You've been off in Paris for so long.
So what did I miss?
I've got some cheese curds that I'm willing to share. Then I want to ride that giant slide over there. So if you've got 11 days to spare, won't you come with me to the Wisconsin State Fair? Won't you come with me to the Wisconsin? The great state of Wisconsin State Fair.
There's something for everyone at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 3rd through the 13th.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station, you're listening to WLAK 1260. AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.